So Be It by Clyde L. Pilkington, Jr. To him be the glory in the outcalled Ecclesia, and in Christ Jesus for all the generations of the eon of the eons. Amen. Ephesians 3:21, ELT. Joy be with all who are loving our Lord Jesus Christ in incorruption. Amen. Ephesians 6:24, ELT. The Greek word for amen actually starts in the Hebrew with amen, amen, H0543. It is used 30 times. The Hebrew word is then transliterated into Greek as amen, amen, G0281. It is used 151 times. Then in turn, both the Hebrew and Greek's words themselves are transliterated into English as amen. Amen is a word of exclamatory affirmation and is thus used in the concordant version with an exclamation point. Its meaning is, so be it, and is translated that way in the KJV in Jeremiah 11:5. That I may perform the oath which I have sworn unto your fathers, to give them a land flowing with milk and honey, as it is this day. Then answered I and said, so be it, O Lord. For many, amen is little more than a religious cliché that has become meaningless to English readers. It is a prayer closing, a sign-off, an over and out, a sincerely best regards, a valediction. A few versions use so be it as a translation, ALTBBEDEJMNT, etc. Amen is a positive response to the declarations of God. Thus, amen is an exclamatory declaration of certainty, truth, and agreement, and expresses firm assent to God's revealed word. It speaks of God's absolute sovereignty. It speaks of confidence, assurance, surety, trustworthiness. Possible modern ways of expressing amen are absolutely, no doubt, it's settled, that's final, exactly, 100%. Interestingly, Isaiah 65:16 calls Elohim the God of Amen, or the Elohim of Amen, EB. Not just once in the verse, but twice. Yet it is commonly translated the God of truth. But in reality, he is the God of so be it, the Elohim of so be it, the subjecter of so be it. The greatest voice of Amen was Jesus Christ, where he is recorded using it 106 times in the Gospels. And after all, the book of Revelation terms him the Amen, the so be it, 3:14, revealing him as the ultimate fulfillment and guarantee of all of God's promises. Little wonder that Paul, in 2 Corinthians 1:20, declared, for whatever promises are of God are in him, Christ, yes. Wherefore, through him also is the Amen. So be it to God for glory through us. CV. We find Amen as an ending declaration, but strikingly, Jesus uniquely used Amen at the beginning of his statements, marking his words as divinely authoritative. And then in John's Gospel, it is doubly used. Amen, Amen. Verily, verily, truly, truly, surely, surely. So be it, so be it. For after all, he taught them as one having authority, Matthew 7:29. Yet outside of quotations by Christ, the highest frequency of the use of Amen by a single author of Scripture is Paul. He used it more than any other New Testament author. He used it 29 times, and of them half are matched with charis, grace, joy, in the sentence in which they appear. Thus, Paul represents nearly a fifth of all of the Scripture's usage of the word, both in the Hebrew as well as the Greek. Consider Romans 11:36. Seeing that out of him and through him and for him is all, to him be the glory for the eons. Amen. CV. As in a verse like this, amen can almost be overlooked or ignored. It seems like an unnecessary appendage. Instead of being a mere closing word to a prayer, amen, so be it, is a powerful affirmation that God's word is sure and worthy of complete trust. Amen is used twice in Ephesians. These usages are very significant. Ephesians is divided into two very distinct and equal parts. Ephesians, Part 1, Chapters 1 to 3. Ephesians, Part 2, Chapters 4 to 6. Each section has two distinct and separate themes, which can be identified as standing/state, calling/conduct, doctrine/deportment, position/practice, objective/subjective, immovable/ideal, absolute/relative. Remarkably, the last word of both sections is the exclamatory declaration, Amen. Ephesians 3:21, To him be the glory in the out called Ecclesia, and in Christ Jesus for all the generations of the eon of the eons. Amen. So be it. Ephesians 6:24. Joy be with all who are loving our Lord Jesus Christ. In incorruption, amen. So be it.